This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's your inside pass to everything Saints football.
See you later, bye. Touchdown, Rashid Shaheed.
We'll take you to places most fans never go. To practice, to the sideline, to the locker room. Following every twist, turn, and touchdown of the Saints season.
That is going to be a touchdown, Taysom Hill. Taysom TD.
Welcome to Inside Black and Gold.
To the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave.
Now, here are your hosts, Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak.
Oh, baby!
Hey, y'all. Who dat, and welcome in. I am Jeff Nowak, and this is Inside Black and Gold, a solo edition coming at you because it's Kellen Moore Day. So we're recording this kind of a weird time of the day. Steve is live on Sports Talk as I record this. We'll bring him in next week, get into more of his thoughts on the Kellen Moore experience, what he thought of the new Saints head coach's press conference today, the opening press conference. He talked for about 35, answered a bunch of questions from assorted media on hand. So I wanted to get into a bunch of that. I'm going to play sound for you. I've got a bunch of cuts from Kellen. One thing that became clear: not a long answer kind of guy. I think of all the cuts I have, and I think I have 20 of them, maybe four are longer than 20 to 25 seconds. So it's going to be a lot of me talking and a lot of short Kellen Moore clips, but that's what I want to get into. I'm going to talk about a couple news items that happened at the top here, get into what Kellen said about Derek Carr mainly in this first segment, because there's going to be a lot said about it. People are going to have feelings. I really don't think there's much there, but we're going to get into it. Second and third segment is going to be kind of a top quotes item. What did Kellen say? What are our reactions? And then finally, just some takeaways at the back end to get into it. But Kellen Moore, let's dive in. You know what? He's kind of an awkward guy. That's what I gleaned from talking to him during Super Bowl week. I think he seemed kind of nervous at the start of this whole process. And that's fair. I'm not going to begrudge anyone being a little nervous in this scenario, but you know, you can kind of sense it. I think he's still searching for his head coach voice a little bit. And you know, I'll just play a clip here to give you an idea of, hey, what all we're talking about, what is the Kellen Moore experience, what is it gonna sound like. And so let's talk. This is what he said about, you know, the roster rebuild when he was asked about it, if he feels like it's a rebuild, a retool. This is what he said.
Certainly the great joy that as you went through this process, it became very evident was this is a collaborative effort here. This is a team. This is a group that works really well together. We're excited to go through this journey. Obviously, we'll begin the process of evaluating the player side of this and building a coaching staff and doing it the right way moving forward. It's going to be a really fun process.
Do you have, I mean, I know you're not going to lay out the plan right now. I mean, do you have like a preference for the concept of rebuilding, getting younger, or like trying not to overhaul too much?
I think certainly we're going to compete for this division. We have a great opportunity in the NFC South, and we're going to focus on that while building this team the right way.
Yeah, and so if it sounds like he didn't really answer that question, strap in, because one thing that became clear throughout the course of this press conference is we're not going to get a lot of answers on individual players. You know, it sounds like that process is very, very early on. And to be fair, Kellen Moore was hired on Tuesday. Now, what he did say is that despite, you know, maybe some ideas that this was an unattractive job and whatever, and he was on the fence about it, it really sounds like this job was his, and he knew this job was going to be his. This decision from him was made prior to the Super Bowl, and it was really just, hey, let's cross the T's, dot the I's, get this done. And so that's what they did. Now, the reason this press conference is being held on Thursday is so that he could get back on a plane, fly back up to Philadelphia for the Super Bowl parade on Friday, then come back down and continue to dive kind of full bore into this process, hiring assistant coaches, figuring out the roster, getting an assessment on who is who and what is what. A couple things that have come to light so far is the Saints are re-signing Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back, former Kansas City Chiefs, showed up at the end of the season. I thought he had some juice. You know, I don't think this running back room is exactly overflowing with talent. So I think that's a smart thing. If there's hope there, he's only 25 years old, to kind of rekindle some of that magic that he had at LSU and never really tapped into fully with the Chiefs, I'm all for it. So that's one item on the agenda kind of knocked off. Two more, as reported by NewOrleans.football, sounds like the Saints are going to hire Brendan Nugent as their offensive line coach. And if you recall that name, it's because Brendan Nugent was in New Orleans as the offensive line coach from 2015 through 2021 on Sean Payton's staff. Now, he was moved on from when Dennis Allen took over. He ended up in LA on the Chargers. So Kellen Moore and Nugent worked together in 2023 on that Chargers staff. So it's not just always bringing back a familiar name. They've worked together. Clearly, they like each other. And we'll get a little bit more into that as we go on here. One more name, Keith Williams, wide receivers coach, is going to be sticking around as the wide receivers coach. And I guarantee you that news is going to be greeted with applause and cheers from the wide receiver room, because he was very well liked. He's a very established coach, you know, a lot of respect in league circles. So, you know, you're getting to the start of this process, but it will very much be a process. And one thing that Kellen said repeatedly throughout this press conference is that that's going on. That's going to continue. There haven't been a ton of decisions made. And so there are a lot of answers in this press conference that I'm not going to play for you because they were non-answers. It's become pretty clear to me that Kellen is much more happy giving you a short non-answer than a long non-answer. He's going to sidestep questions that he doesn't have the answers to, rather than just talk to talk. That's why, you know, this is a reasonably short press conference, for the fact that there was like 30 questions asked, and a lot of those questions were answered in 20 to 30 seconds. Now, one thing that he was pressed on multiple times is Derek Carr. And so let's dive in the rest of this segment on that specifically. Derek Carr, he is currently the Saints quarterback. Will he be the Saints quarterback in week one? Will the Saints try to find a trade partner? Probably not. Derek Carr has a new trade clause, so they would have a hard time probably convincing him to waive that so that they can send him wherever. If Derek Carr is no longer on the roster in week one, it's probably going to be because the Saints cut him, or he forces the Saints to cut him. Now, we've already talked about, hey, where was Derek during Super Bowl week? Seemed kind of odd that he did not arrive. We haven't seen Derek in any of the Saints promotional materials around Kellen Moore. Take that for what it is. I mean, I don't know if he's been here, how much they've spoken, but you know, it's very much kind of a where are we kind of situation, right? And so Kellen was asked twice basically the same question, and he gave the same answer both times, which I would qualify as basically a non-answer. But let's watch both of these answers and then talk about it.
About the cap situation, one of those cap hits and guys prevalent with that is obviously quarterback Derek Carr. What do you think about him when looking at his tape, and do you view him as being the week one starter for this team with you as head coach?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process. And so just like any player on this roster, I just got here a few days ago, and I'm excited to go through this journey with all of them.
Yeah, so answer number one, okay. Wouldn't say that was a very committed answer. Non-committal is a word you would use. Fence sitting is a word that I will use. Some people would disagree and say this is him saying, whatever. All right. Now, question number two, later in the press conference, basically the same context.
Derek, do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or you view it as Derek Carr as a quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr as a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time in the last few days. I'm really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
So again, he was asked directly, is Derek Carr your starting quarterback? What you can take from that is he did not say yes, right? Like, I don't think that Kellen Moore has necessarily made a decision on whether he wants Derek as his quarterback. He might have an opinion. He's not sharing it with us. But if I had to bet, I would guess that Kellen Moore right now, as it pertains to Derek Carr and the Saints as a quarterback, is two things. A, you can keep Derek Carr and have some flexibility from a roster perspective, from a salary cap perspective. Or B, you can move on from Derek Carr and have virtually zero flexibility from a salary cap perspective, from a roster perspective. Those are really your two options, because you can make it work either way. It's just, what are you sacrificing to make that work? And I don't think that anyone has made the determination, high or low, as to what the best route will be there. And that's why you're going to hear Kellen talk about the process, right? The process of going and meeting players, talking to players, getting those one-on-one conversations and doing it that way. But if you think that right now there's a determination that's already been made, I just don't think that's true. And everyone wants an answer. They want to know, hey, what's it going to be? Are you going to draft a guy? Are you going to go sign a guy? It is what it is. Now, what Kellen Moore did say during this press conference is that he pointed to the front office. He pointed to the continuity, Mickey Loomis being one of the winningest GMs in NFL history, as a selling point, right? All through this process, we've heard, hey, who wants to work with Mickey Loomis? Whatever. And my response to that has been, hey, if I'm the Saints, my sales pitch is patience. My sales pitch is, we are not going to hit the eject button if things don't go perfectly in year one, in year two. This is not going to be a scenario where it's playoffs or bust this year. So with all that being said, I do think that year one, if you're Kellen Moore, you should feel comfortable ripping a Band-Aid off and saying, hey, I'd like to go a different direction. Because whether you want to admit it or not, Derek Carr is your best chance to win games. How many games? I don't know. And that's the problem, right? If you're going to commit to paying a quarterback, and the reasoning for that is he gives us our best chance to win games, it's got to be win games at a high enough level that justify the costs. And I don't know if that's going to be the case based on everything around him on this roster. And so if the sales pitch is, we can build this thing the right way, Kellen said that several times, build this thing the right way, then you probably should be looking at it as, figure out what we have to do this year so that next year we can come at this from a different perspective. Now, I don't even think cutting Derek Carr is necessarily 100% the best option to do that, but I don't think that the fear of not winning enough games will be the reason you keep Derek Carr around. Now, these two will have to meet. They'll have to have conversations. You have to figure that out. You have to figure out where Derek's head is at. You have to figure out where Kellen Moore's head is at. You have to figure out what type of offense he wants to run. You have to figure out what the supporting cast needs to look like, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But if you're looking at those quotes, and I tweeted the full context of those quotes. One thing that's funny to me, you know, every person talking has their own kind of tics, their own speech tics. Like if you hear Drew Brees talk, he ends basically every sentence with right. You know, and as someone who's trying to quote him, it becomes very annoying because I don't want to quote right question mark over and over again. Sean Payton used to say relative to like every fifth sentence. What Kellen Moore does is at the start of each answer, or at least a majority of his answers, he will say yeah or absolutely to acknowledge the question being asked. And so if you go back and listen to his answer to the first Derek Carr question, the question is asked basically, is Derek Carr going to be your week one starter? And he says, yeah. Now, he's not saying yes, affirmative to that question. That's his way of acknowledging a question being asked. But I've seen a lot of people kind of taking that yeah and running with it, even though it does not fit the context of the rest of his answer at all. It's similar to, you know, when Darren Rizzi said Spencer Rattler would start if Derek can't play, and no one heard the if, and suddenly everyone was tweeting, hey, Derek's not playing, and obviously he didn't play. But the fact remains, you have to use some common sense when you parse out these answers to these questions. And you know, I think the count was 19 times he started a sentence with yeah in his press conference. And I'm only pointing this out because Kellen Moore is going to be the head coach here for a while, and we should probably get out in front of this. He starts a lot of answers with yeah. That does not mean he is reacting affirmatively to the question that was asked. It just means that's a speaking, that's a vocal tic that he has. So, no, he did not say, yes, Derek will be our week one starter. He really didn't say anything at all as far as one way or the other with Derek. Now, he was very complimentary. They know each other well. They're basically the same age. I think Derek's 34 and Kellen is 36. He's the youngest NFL head coach. So they are contemporaries at the position. There's a lot of people have pointed out that they played each other in college. Kellen Moore was a senior. Derek Carr was a sophomore, and the Fresno State got steamrolled. I want to say it was like 55-7 or something like that in that game. It was a bloodbath, as was the case in a lot of Boise State games during that era, because Kellen Moore was elite as a college player. Boise State embarrassed a lot of folks. You know, I like to go back and wonder, hey, what if there was a 12-team playoff when Kellen Moore was in college? Because he probably would have been in it at least two or three times, maybe all four times, right? He lost three games his entire college career. You know, and so it's kind of funny to go back and wonder, you know, what his college career might have looked like. But we'll never find out. Now all we can talk about is, will the offensive wunderkind be able to bring that to the Saints and rebuild this offense? What will the defense look like? All that good stuff. This is Inside Black and Gold. We're going to hit the break, come back, and talk more about some of the top quotes that we got from Kellen Moore, thoughts on Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill, what is the defensive coordinator search going to look like, all that good stuff. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. Otherwise, we'll be right back.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.